This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
10 nights of the month of Ramadan will begin. So let the competition start, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, the first 20 days of the month of Ramadan, it seems that it just went so quickly. And now we're getting ready right now to the last part of the month of Ramadan. This is not the time to start saying, oh, alhamdulillah, let's take a break. That's not the time for this. It's time for what, jama'ah? For everything that you have in your energy and your power to make sure to go through these 10 nights, inshallah, ta'ala, in the best way possible. Why so? Well, there are many reasons for that. Number one, hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha dakhal al-ashr, when the last 10 nights start, qalat kana rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dakhal al-ashr ahya laylahu. First of all, he would stay up all night. Stay up all night. Some of us might say, well, Sheikh, I've been doing that all my life. Doing what? Doing my work, right? Working from home or playing games or something like that. Imagine when you dedicate this time exclusively for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would stay up all night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing, she said, qad wa ayqadha ahlah. Not just being selfish now. No, he's worrying about his family. So what does he do? He wakes them up. Get up. The adults are home. You get them up. Make sure that they stand up as well too in ibadah. Well, they're tired, they're exhausted, you know, whatever that is. These are very precious moments, very precious nights, and once they're gone, they're gone. Khalas, they never come back again. So they wake up, and you wake up your family and help them out, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third one, she said, qal, wa kana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yashuddu mi'zarahu, which means he will tighten his belt. There are two meanings for this. Number one, no more pleasure, means intercourse or intimacy until the end of the month of Ramadan. Or it means he would actually like saying, rolling your sleeves up and getting yourself, you know, busy doing a lot of ibadah, a lot of ta'at. Whatever that is, the meaning of this is to put every single energy, bit of energy that you still have in you in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So the Prophet ﷺ kana ahya laylahu. He gets up all night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Doesn't mean he prays the entire night. Well, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, qalat ma kana yaf'al dhalik, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not spend the whole night in qiyam. Never. Like from the beginning to the end, all of it standing in qiyam, he never did that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's also mentioned in Surah Al-Muzzammil, towards the end of Surah Al-Muzzammil, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنُصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Allah knows that you wake up and you make your qiyam two-thirds of the night, a little bit more, a little bit less. Half of the night, more or less. But it was never for the entire night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that means you need to diversify your ibadah between praying, between reading Quran, making dua, making adhkar, tasbih, whatever that is. Get yourself busy with ibadah. I know, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, for the past few years we've seen that, mashallah, more and more people come here for the ibadah. And alhamdulillah, this place at 1 a.m., you can't believe it's 1 a.m. when you see the whole place is full, that we have to close the doors and ask people to stay in the tents outside. It's full at 1 a.m., at 3 a.m. People would like to come. However, I warn you, these gatherings are very tempting. You meet people you haven't seen in a while. Oh my God, they're driving all the way from Fort Worth, they're driving from Wiley, they're driving from somewhere else. And you meet them and you start spending your time socializing more than really getting ready with ibadah. So make sure that you spend your time with the ibadah and the ta'ah, inshallah ta'ala. Get yourself prepared for that. I highly recommend, starting this night, inshallah ta'ala, put yourself a schedule. What is your plan for the last 10 nights? In between the activities you have in the masjid. So from the time the taraweeh is over, until, inshallah, we start our 1 a.m. late night heart softeners. And from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock, what do you want to do in this hour? And then after that, after tahajjud, inshallah, from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, which is 2 hours almost. You have 2 hours block to do ibadah and also do suhoor, inshallah, ta'ala. Make a plan for yourself. Put a schedule. What do you want to finish? How do you want to finish a khatma of the Quran on your own? Do you want to do adhkar? Do you want to do ibadah? Do you want to do just contemplation? Just go in a corner quietly and start contemplating and reflect on the ibadah? Just make sure that you have it very well planned, because success is never accidental. You're going to have to learn to plan it, to engineer your success. So you have to plan it. You have to put it there on schedule for yourself. And these are only 10 nights. You can ask people to, you know, kind of like, hey, guys, I see you after Eid, inshallah ta'ala. Make sure that you plan for this, inshallah ta'ala. Ayqadha ahlahu. That you also bring your family on board as well too. Yes, They might get tired, they might get lazy. I hear you. People have different capacities. They don't have to do what you do completely. But at least let them exercise some of the ibadat on their own. They might not be able to finish the Quran like you do in nine nights, for example. But at least they can read maybe half a juz, one page, whatever that is. At least they're engaged with the Quran. Maybe they can come for the tahajjud, maybe they cannot come for the tahajjud. But at least they pray for themselves at home, inshallah ta'ala. Just make sure that your family is part of the ibadah as well too. And if you have kids, alhamdulillah, of the age where they're supposed to be up and praying, help them to do that. Maybe not during the weekdays because they might be going to school the next day, but at least on the weekend, make sure that they also participate. We need them to understand and learn that the last 10 nights are very special, that they are very, very special. وَشَدَّ مِئِزَرَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ He would also put again, شَدَّ الْمِئِزَرَ, which means abandon pleasure for that time. Or, once again, he would just kind of dedicate this all time for that particular ibadah. Part of it, what he did, صلى الله عليه وسلم, اعتكاف. Now, we can't open the whole masjid for everybody to do i'tikaf, at least, for the full 10 nights. The sunnah of the i'tikaf is to do the entire 10 nights, which means to do it day and night. You sleep in the masjid day and night. What's the purpose of the i'tikaf? The purpose of the i'tikaf is to trying to catch Laylatul Qadr. That's the whole purpose of the i'tikaf. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It's better than worshipping an entire lifetime, 1,000 months. That's about 84 years and few months. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extending your reward for this life, an extension of one full lifetime by one single night. So definitely I would like to do my best, inshallah ta'ala. Which night is that night that I need to dedicate my time for? Well, the Prophet says, تَحَرُّهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَخِيرَةِ Try to catch that night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Okay. How do we calculate that? So that's why I said at the earlier, if you remember when we made the announcement after Isha, that if Ramadan ends in 29 days, that means the last 10 nights begins tonight. So tonight could be the 21st officially of the last 10 nights, basically, or the first night, you could say, if you want to calculate that way. So it could be the first night. So make sure that you don't let this night just slip away from your hand. Make that special ibadah for it, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if it finished with 30 days, alhamdulillah, then it starts from the next day. Now, the Prophet also, he said, taharruha fil witr. Look for the night of Qadr in that night in the odd numbers, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. It's become very popular among people to think of Laylatul Qadr to be exclusively 27th. And that is absolutely wrong. You will miss out on a lot of other nights in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 nights. It's not just the 27th. It could be the 23rd. It could be the 21st. It could be 25th. And as a matter of fact, if you count backward, if it ends 29, then it could be the 24th and the 22nd and 26th as well. Because that would be the odd numbers if you calculate backward. So you need to make sure that every single night I treat that as a potential Laylatul Qadr. A potential Laylatul Qadr, every single night. What do I do in Laylatul Qadr? Like we said, get yourself busy with the ibadat. Is there a special dua that I need to mention? Well, any dua is good for you as long as it comes from the heart. But the Prophet ﷺ would dedicate one particular dua for that night. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala qalat, Ya Rasulullah, ara'ayt in adraktu Laylatul Qadr. If I would catch Laylatul Qadr for sure, fama aqul, what should I say? Qalat quli, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Few words, about 5-6 words. That dua is simple, which means, Ya Allah, innaka afu, you're oft forgiving. تحب العفو. You love to pardon and forgive your servant. فعفو عني, forgive me. That's what we need at the end of the month of Ramadan. If you can get your sins forgiven, you start the next year, inshallah, a clean slate. You have been given a new opportunity, like saying you've been born again. And you're ready to start fresh, inshallah ta'ala. But we need to make sure that we deserve that forgiveness on that night. So the dua is extremely simple, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let's practice the dua together, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Memorize this dua. It's very simple, very easy. Finally, a lot of people at the end of the every single night of the last 10 nights, what do they do? They stay up to watch the sunrise. Why? They want to make sure. You see, the sun is, mashallah, is clear. So, alhamdulillah, last night was Laylatul Qadr. And then what? They switch that mode of Laylatul Qadr for themselves and they go to sleep the next few nights. Do not fool yourself. Don't worry about the sun, like as if you watched the sun before that, yani. By the way, it goes up every single day, just to let you know. But you'll be sleeping probably or busy doing something else when the sun rises. And it always rises the same way as well too, just to let you know. On that same time, subhanAllah. But we only think about this during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Please don't worry about that. And I hope no one texts me and says, Sheikh, did you watch the sunrise today? Because every single year I have people send me all these messages. Just like, Zema, stop it. Don't send me any pictures. Because honestly, I don't care. I don't care how the sun is going to look like the next morning. All what I care about is that did I do my best in the night before? Because once you realize that was the day in the morning, what happened? You missed that night anyways. So who cares really? Just focus at every single night as if it was the night of Al-Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who catch Laylatul Qadr, Ya Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to go through the last 10 nights of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu to make us among the true worshippers in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa to make it easy for all of us to catch these Laylatul Qadr, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa to make us among those who will witness Laylatul Qadr. And they will be granted full forgiveness on that night, Ya Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us to stay up in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to worship in the way that is most pleasing to Him in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a full forgiveness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way we gathered in this place, that we all gather together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salihin. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.